we are doing Toyag Mitzvot, and we're up to the Mitzvot that are not so common. And we were up to the Mitzvah of sanctifying the months. We have a Mitzvah that the courts have to sanctify the month. We have a Mitzvah to calculate the years and the months in the courts alone. The Pasuk says, "Achodesh azeh lachem rosh chodashim." You, the courts, are responsible for taking care of the calendar, taking care of when it's going to be a new month, when it's going to be a leap year, a leap month, a month of 29 days, 30 days. So that's a separate mitzvah for the courts. We have a mitzvah that the courts have to judge in a situation where a young girl was seduced and the person has to pay a tax of 50 coins. So that's a specific mitzvah with regard to that. We have the mitzvah of sota, that the Torah gives us an order of what should be done if a husband suspects that his wife was not faithful, so he can warn her, and then there's a whole procession if she goes against the warning and he suspects that something happened. So then we bring her up to the temple and the Kohen asks her, were you faithful, were you not faithful? If she insists she was faithful, so then there's a whole procession and they bring a special sacrifice and she has special water to drink. And there's a special commandment that when we bring her sacrifice, we don't adorn that sacrifice, we don't put oil on it, we don't put on it any frankincense, we don't put on any levona. So all of these are biblical commandments about how you take care of the sota procession. We have a commandment that a Kohen Gadol should not marry a widow. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to have relations with a widow even if she's not his wife. He's not allowed to marry a divorcee. He's not allowed to marry a halala. He's not allowed to marry a zona. And that's a woman who was defiled, who had relations with someone that's prohibited to her. And this includes a Kohen as well. That's why Kohanim are sometimes challenged when a Kohen is a Chozer B'tshuva. So then he has a problem very often finding a Shidduch, a girl who's a Chozeret B'tshuva, because it depends on what her history was. You know, if she's a virgin, it's not a problem. But if she's not, so then very often she might be classified as a Zona. And then a Kohen would be prohibited from marrying her, even if he's not a Kohen, you've got a regular Kohen. People sometimes think, I'll forgo it because I love her. No, it's a biblical prohibition. Every day that he's married, there, he's not allowed to marry that woman. He's not allowed to marry a divorcee. He's not allowed to marry a halala. He's not allowed to marry a zona. the Kohen Gadol has a special mitzvah to marry a young virgin. That's a special mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol. We have a biblical prohibition not to derive any benefit from the meat of an ox that was killed. If an ox kills someone, then we execute that ox. And the Torah prohibits us from deriving any benefit from the meat of that ox. You're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. The Torah tells us that when you plant a fruit-bearing tree, the first 3 years, there's a biblical prohibition against eating the fruits of that fruit-bearing tree, and that's the mitzvah of Arla. No, we're just running through the Taryag mitzvot. We have a mitzvah that a person who takes a vow to be a Nazir should let his hair grow long. That's a biblical mitzvah. And when he brings his sacrifice at the end of the period of his Nazirut, he has a biblical mitzvah to shave his head. He shaves off his hair, and that's part of the procession of the sacrifices at the conclusion of the period of the Nazirut. Let's say the Nazir during the period of his Nazirut got defiled, so then he has to shave his hair and bring a sacrifice and start again. He's prohibited. He has a biblical prohibition from shaving or cutting his hair during the period of the Nazirut. He has a biblical prohibition from drinking wine or anything that wine was mixed into. Anything that has the taste of wine, anything that wine was mixed with. He's not even allowed to drink vinegar from wine. He's not allowed to drink vinegar from old wine. He's not allowed to eat grapes. He's not allowed to eat raisins. He's not allowed to eat the seed of the grape. He's not allowed to eat the peel of the grape. The Nazir is prohibited from becoming defiled even for his father or mother. If they pass away, he's not allowed to go to the burial, nor is he allowed to enter the tent or the home where there is a dead person. All of these are prohibitions for the Nazir.